Grace to you and peace from the one who is and who was and who is to come. Amen. In my Sunday class, we have been looking at the Old Testament stories of migration and journeys of people in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve are the first to migrate, and it is in today's vignette of the eating of the forbidden fruit that we see the impetus which impels them to leave their garden home and venture out on their own into a world of work and sweat and pain. Likewise, in the gospel, Jesus has embarked on a peripatetic journey into and around the desert. Liturgically, we have been following Jesus on still a different journey. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Transfiguration, where Jesus and his close disciples saw him shine in a brilliant light on the mountaintop. And now he goes into the desert in the manner of the First Testament prophets. The desert, it seems, was the place God's people went for instruction, in addition to those high places and mountaintops. Here on the screen, we see Sinai. The people of Israel went into the desert wilderness not for 40 days, but for 40 years. Elijah escaped into the wilderness to get away from Jezebel when she sent out an order to kill him. Moses was on the desert mountain of Sinai for 40 days, and the lists of mountaintops and deserts go on and on. The heights and the desert wildernesses were places that the ancient people went for teaching and instruction. Remote places, places apart. So it is fitting that there are these places, that these are the places that Jesus goes to learn as well. Last Sunday, it was the mountain of Transfiguration. Today, he takes us into the desert where we see how he deals with the tempter. It is apt that these two lessons are juxtaposed so closely in our calendar of readings. Last Sunday, we saw the sheer joy they had as he was shining brightly at the peak of the mountaintop. And now here today, we see him struggling in the wilderness with the tempter. The struggle with temptation is where Jesus actually turns the table on the tempter. The tempter comes to teach Jesus a lesson, only to see a switch in that the tempter learns the greater lesson from Jesus, thwarting him with the scriptures, reminding him three times that God's word overcomes the tempting words of the accuser. In the end, the tempter slinks off while Jesus is restored by angels of God's mercy. I think this journey is a parable of our own journey with God. We too have these mountaintop experiences of faith. We are struck by the light of God's grace and goodness and mercy, and we get excited about living out our faith. Soon after, however, we find ourselves in the wilderness of our lives, tempted by all sorts of experiences and diversions. We have appetites that yearn to be filled. We have moments of grandeur when we simply want to jump wholeheartedly into the world that takes us away from our faith in God. We seek out other gods of this world that seem to be more enticing than the true creator of the cosmos. And so this is where we find ourselves today, on this journey between faithfulness and temptation. On the path of diversion where our attention is distracted from God's grace by the everyday sights and sounds that lead us away from God into the enticements of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Just when we think we are strong, the accuser comes along and proves that we are weak. The temptation away from God is stronger than we imagined. So here comes Jesus to be our strength in times when we are weak. Jesus, who knew every scripture with which to handle the tempter's sly ways. Well, at one point, the accuser even tries to use scriptures themselves to tempt Jesus to his side. Jesus, however, outmaneuvers the crafty accuser through familiarity with holy writ that puts Diablos in his place. By placing our trust and faith in Jesus, we turn our lives over to the one who knows how to overcome the doldrums of our everyday existence, how to move our hearts beyond the times we stray from God's love for all people, how to turn back to God when the accuser turns our attention away from God. Yes, we have been to the mountaintop, but now we are in the desert. Let us not go alone, but rather to go with Jesus, who takes our hand and leads us along right pathways toward God. Let us go with Christ, who maneuvers us through the darkest valleys. Let us go with our Redeemer, who brings us out of the desert on eagle's wings, beyond our hates and prejudices and fears, who bears us on the breath of dawn to the morning light, and cradles us in the palm of love's steady and constant hand, cradles us with God's steadfast and enduring love forever. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in your faith, so that in the power of the Holy Spirit you may be rich in hope. Amen.